step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm gonna make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you wanna get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
You are listening to Manga Sensei.
You know, when I woke up this morning and I thought, man, I should have gone to the gym yesterday, I thought to myself, I need to be able to teach the difference between Beki and Hazu on this podcast as soon as possible. Today, we're going to be going over a number of different words, starting with Hazu and then going into Beki tomorrow, and then a couple of other ones as well, talking about the need or necessity to do something. See, as we talked about area of information before on this podcast, it's important to be able to differentiate which it hard musts versus soft musts and what the nuance is between the two. So before we jump into that, please feel free to give this podcast a 5-star rating or review as it really does help us. So let's jump into Hazu. Hazu is a kind of maintains a unique position in language, in my opinion, because Hazu is basically the first and most simplistic of the musts or shoulds in Japanese. So this noun expresses my expectation that something will take place or has taken place, or is maybe in a state, for example. So if I say something along the lines of, Mr. Clark will go to the party, would be something along the lines of, so Mr. Clark is the topic. So we will mark that with aruwa. So kuraku-san wa, and then the direction, the object that we're going to or the place that we're going to is party ni iku. And then, so we're going to keep our verb in plain form. And then directly after our plain form verb, we need to add da or des. Okay. So then that will be the expectation is. So I expect, the expectation is that Clark will go to the party. So because we're putting this in base three, the u sound at the end of our verb, iku, nomu, hashiru, toru, oriru, etc., the u form and then hazu, des is all modifying the hazu noun. So the noun, the hazu, here is our expectation or of something in this particular case, Mr. Clark going to the party. So, kuraku-san wa party ni iku hazu desu. Now, you could, of course, be informal and use da, and that's completely appropriate as well. Now, if you want to make this past tense, you simply have to make the da into deshita or datta in whatever case you like to use it. Now, let's go over another example sentence. If I say something along the lines of, that book seems to be expensive. That book must be expensive. Ano hon, so kodowaso is the separator from the listener and the speaker. Ano hon, that book, ua, the thing we're talking about, takakatta hazu da. That book, I expected that book to be expensive. How about, I expect this apartment to be clean. Kono apato wa kirei na hazu desu. Because it's a noun, we need to make sure we not modify it with the na adjective. Now, what are we doing here? So with my expression of hazu, let's see, how should I say this? There's a number of different words that are used to give an expectation. This is a seemingly must. It's always modified with, well, not always, it's mostly modified with things like konna or sonno. This is called the demonstrative hazu in grammatical terms. It's saying something like this. If someone were to say something along the lines of, you know, Michiko is going to come, or do you think Michiko will come? You can say something along the lines of, so Michiko wa kimasu ka or kuru de shou. You could say, hai, sono hazu desu. Yes, that is my expectation. When you're using the demonstrative hazu, when you're just talking about that being your expectation, you need to mark it with the kono, sono, dono, and etc. Now, if you are going to make this negative, if you do not expect something, you have it's not going to be hazu nai, be hazu ga nai. Or if you're modifying the verb, ni ikanai hazu desu. I expect they will, like for example, let's take Clark going to the party, okay? I expect Mr. Clark to come to the party. Kurakusan wa party ni iku hazu desu, right? Like we talked about at the very beginning of the episode. If I expect him, he is not going to the party, it is Kurakusan wa party ni iku, party ni ikanai hazu desu, hazu da. I expect that Mr. Clark is not going to the party. Literally, he won't be going to the party. Now, if I say hazu ga nai, I have no expectation that Mr. Clark is going to the party. Kurakusan wa party ni iku hazu wa nai, hazu ga nai. Okay, I hope that is helpful for you, and we'll jump into Becky tomorrow. Until then, jane.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.